Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello, good neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. Have you ever been in a situation with a child where you really needed them to quiet down and you tell them to do just that, and then they do the opposite? Well, of course. You try to get the child to submit to your command, and they are having none of it. And it may be at a church service, or a wedding, or a funeral, and you feel like the only thing left to do is either crawl under a pew or look for the exit. It's certainly an uncomfortable situation. But as we pick back up in Luke chapter 18, verses 35 through 43, we come to a story of a man who was living in an uncomfortable situation. He was trying to find his way out of it, and yet others were seemingly uncomfortable with how he went about it. And so let's go ahead and read Luke chapter 18, verses 35 through 43. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Again, we have another case of people acting on their preconceived notions. This account is also found in Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52, where we learn that this blind man's name is Bartimaeus. So let's put ourselves in old Bartimaeus' shoes for a moment and see how we would act if we were him. So, you're blind, you're broke, and you're left to beg, and you hear this great commotion of a crowd. Wouldn't you ask what's going on? Well, of course you would, and he did. And then if you were told that it was Jesus and knew that he was a master teacher who performed mighty works, wouldn't you call out to him? Well, of course you would, and he did. But then you have a bunch of people telling you to quiet down. Now what would you do? I guess if we were more worried about the crowd and annoying them, maybe we'd be quiet. But I have a hard time thinking many would. This is your chance to finally see, to finally be able to do something more than beg in your life. Sorry, but I think I'd follow suit with Bartimaeus here. Desperation tends to push us to do what may otherwise make us or others uncomfortable. In Mark's account, when Jesus calls for Bartimaeus to be brought to him, we read in the latter part of verse 49 and verse 50, quote, "And they called the blind man, saying to him, 'Take heart, get up, he is calling you.' And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus." As Jesus speaks to him, Bartimaeus makes clear what he's seeking, and Jesus makes it clear that his faith has made him well, and Bartimaeus could see. So now, I don't think it's a stretch for us to see the spiritual parallel for us either. If we know our sinful condition, our spiritual blindness, and we learn that there's a way for our condition to be made well, wouldn't we be calling out, doing what we could to seek that relief? And of course, the same Jesus who restored the sight of this blind man is able to restore sight to anyone who seeks him for that spiritual restoration. It's as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, verses 12 through 13, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Like we said before, desperation pushes us to do what may otherwise make us or others uncomfortable. But if we haven't already, may we realize how uncomfortable it is to be spiritually blind, and may we always turn to the great physician, the one that we can call out to all the more in our weakness. Thanks for listening today. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with more Press On.
Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.